Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As the late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown. We won't do the show without having James showing up every once in a while. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. Having a great visit with Brian Metamore, the co-founder and chief idea guy over at Growth Engine, growth-engine.com. I encourage you to go there and check out all the things they do there, including Brian's books, 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers, also 99% Solution.
Yeah, 99% inspiration.
Inspiration.
But I like
that's
solution,
the word.
Too.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. So, and we're talking about creative selling, Brian, and you've come up with some great bullets for us that we've been talking about. And what's another bullet in creative selling?
Well, another one is it's got two components, really. One we'll call creative cross-selling, and that could be an internal thing. We did a session for Fiserv, a large financial services company, and we had 8 of their divisions there. And, you know, this is your classic sales meeting. All the sales guys have been through those. They want to shoot themselves a lot of the time because, you know, they're just waiting to play golf, right? You know, they hear the numbers in the morning, play golf
death,
in the afternoon.
First, they have to go through death by PowerPoint.
yeah, right. So they came to us, and we said, let's create something new. And so we did a cross-selling program. You have to figure out the incentives before you do that. We did this cross-selling program, and this sales guy's estimated, this was selling to banks, they estimated that we had generated $125 million worth of new ideas. And
wow.
I'm pushing them. It's, come on, you get sales guys are exaggerating.
And you got 10% of that, right?
We certainly undercharged for this one. So we checked back a year later, and they had realized 72 million of that 125
wow.
million. So, you know, we did undercharge dramatically. But that's the power of cross-selling, of sharing ideas, of figuring out cross-incentives across the organization. And for smaller businesses, they say, well, I don't have divisions. I'm just one guy. Well, the cross-selling thing is about partnerships then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, in my little boutique agency here, we partner with design firms and research houses and futurists and trend companies and innovation software management companies. Because it's fun and you learn stuff, but these guys, you know, a lot of these guys have sales forces, and, you know, then the proposition becomes different. It's 1 + 1 = 3. We got something new to sell
mm-hmm.
when we have this, quote, joint venture going
well,
on.
Well, yeah, and I've seen a lot of companies that have sales forces. And over the decades, there's been this yin and yang between having six product lines and having six sales forces. Or having two sales forces, each one has 3 product lines, or having 1 sales force, they sell, you know, everything, and they go back and forth. I think it depends on the industry, it depends on the company, but these days, whatever you can do to have another reason to get in front of the customer that's not, when they don't need what you sold them last time, that's where you got a leg up. If you sold them something last time, they don't need that, and that's all you sell, then you're out of business for right now.
Yeah, and I think particularly for small businesses, if they can come up with some kind of thing that makes them different, you got to have a point of difference. Once you got that, then you're not only valuable to your customers, but you're valuable to these other people that you might co-sell with, because they mm-hmm. say, oh. We've been selling our thing like this, but when we had your thing, oh, that's a whole new dimension. You know, maybe we can both benefit.
Let me throw another cross sell. This is kind of going to sound a little weird, maybe to some people, that I would say this, Brian. But if you be a cross seller for somebody that you have won't benefit you at all. When I used to walk into prospects' offices. And I said, "Hey, how's it going? What can I do for you, man? You can't help me today. I'm up to my ears in this or that." And I'd say, "Well, can I help you with that?" "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, I know somebody who knows how to do that." "Really?" I say, "Yeah." And I'd get him on the phone, and I'd wave at him. And as I walked out the door, I said, "Good luck. I'll see you later." And so it didn't benefit me at all. But I cross sold for that other company, and helped my prospect, and he was ready to see me the next time I walked in.
Well, and behind it all, which is wonderful, your intent was to provide value.
That's right.
You know, at the end of the day, you're there to help and provide value.
They need,
so
when they see your face, when they see your face, they need to see help, not somebody trying to sell them something.
Well, and it's a higher calling to do that, and you feel good at it at the end of the day.
No question. No question about it. Hey, Brian, I need to know more. Tell us more about your company. What do you guys do?
Well, we do. We're an innovation agency, so we help companies come up with new stuff. We do strategy work. We do new products. We do war gaming sessions. We do.
And be sure to get them to give you a proposal, folks, because apparently they don't charge enough.
We do creativity training, selling training. We do all this stuff because it's fun. It's fun, right?
Growth-engine.com.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Brian Metamore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.